Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we're helping leaders take action in life and business. We're live. All right, welcome back to episode 26 of the Action Playbook. Today we're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future.
And it's
not Christmas yet. That's normally a movie that comes out around Christmas time, I think.
The Three Ghosts of Christmas Past. So, you know, when I talk to business owners, a lot of them spend a lot of time living in the past. Some are visionaries and they like to spend a lot of time in the future. So I'm going to share my formula for past, present and future.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll have my 2 cents to throw in there along the way.
I would expect that you would. Yeah, this will resonate, I think. So I like to talk about, you know, we should be like submarines or submariners. We should be like a submarine captain. That's what we should
be. Okay, yeah, so I don't have to be a long cylindrical cold piece of steel. Good.
Yeah. So, you know, the submarines, what they do is they go down, they dive, right? But they have a destination that they're heading to. So as they're heading along, a couple of things happen and they are forced to surface. You know, if it's in wartime, they might go periscope up and have a look around first and just make sure that, you know, there's no dangers lurking. And then they surface, and that's when they replenish their air supply and so on, right?
Sure.
I think they recharge batteries and stuff like that as well on the surface.
I'm impressed with your submarine knowledge.
Well, so am I, actually. and so for me, I think it's very much like that for us in business too. You know, we should be the submarine, mm-hmm. the submariner captain.
Okay. So keep heading to one direction, but only come up for air.
Yeah.
Complete opposite to the last podcast, be lazy.
this is a state of mind. Yeah, so you know, talking about the past, mm-hmm. and what I say is we should only be spending about 5% of our thinking time in the past. The past has happened, right? We can't change what's happened, but what we can do is we can learn from the mistakes or learn the lessons that were sent our way.
That's an important one. I'll interrupt you there. People live their entire lives in the past. It's not just the business, it's their entire lives. I mean, a classic one is someone hurt you, and every time they walk past, you're like, oh, that freaking idiot, you know, that's that person that did that, or they backed into my car, or they broke my girlfriend, or broke my heart, or whatever it might be. And you're living in that past. You're holding on to that emotion from that thing that maybe happened 3 years ago versus letting it go. And just looking to the future and going, well, what's happened can't be changed, and all we can do is focus on the future. So many people dwell on things, and the person that they're mad at often is completely unaware, just going about their day, enjoying themselves. So it's whoever lives in the past constantly only ever harms themselves. You know, if there's two, if we go into that, you know, I broke up with you, I'm fine with it, I've moved on with my good life, and you resent me because, you know, you saw us having this big future together. You're only hurting yourself by holding on to that for the rest of your life. So that's the same, whether it be in your business or whatever it might be. Oh, you know, 2008, that was terrible. Oh, you can't believe what that did to our business. And the media said that we're going into a recession again. So it's going to be the same. It's going to be exactly the same. We'll get batten down the hatches. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't look in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, don't regret. That's the other thing. You know, so all these events that happened in the past all start to form our beliefs, our identity, even our values, which are important, right? But then have grace with yourself as well. So those beliefs and even your identity, you can change. Yep. So if you change the perspective of regret to learning. And take the lessons from those events that have happened, but then put that into the future version of yourself. This is what I want to become. So have grace with yourself, because here's what I do know. we all make the best decision we have, best decision at the time with the information that we have, the tools that we have. And so those things that we've done in the past happened because we didn't know better. So have grace with yourself and move on. Don't regret. Learn.
The lesson in the L is always greater than the lesson in the win.
Yeah.
Often a win just comes naturally. Oh, I did a quote and I got the customer. Brilliant. I did a quote. I didn't get the customer. Why didn't I get that customer? Oh, actually, we didn't follow up the quote. Oh, there's a lesson. Mm-hmm. Or we did follow up the quote, but we priced ourselves out of the market, or we priced ourselves too cheap and they thought that, no, there's no way they could do the job for that. They're cutting corners, whatever it might be. There's more to be learnt from the L.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So take that and let's whip into the future. Not dwell.
So 5%. 5% in the past, sure. Right? Another one. At BNI, we have this education segment in the networking meetings, and one of them was brilliant. It said the past is like a rearview mirror, and there's a reason why the rearview mirror is so much smaller than the windscreen in front, right?
No.
And that's how much time, that's the sort of proportion of how much time we should be looking behind us.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, there's three rearview mirrors. There's some on the sides too.
We don't count.
It's still tiny by comparison of an entire windscreen, isn't it?
I've also seen some big rearview mirrors.
Reversing cameras as well.
So per square meter though.
Yeah.
But yeah, treat it like a rearview mirror. You know, have a glimpse in the past, yeah. and then get out of there.
Yeah, so I said it before we went on to the podcast, right? So if you're looking out that window of your car and you're driving down the road and you're staring at every pothole that's right in front of your nose, you're going to hit every single pothole that's right in front of your nose. And as you go around that bend and you look at that tree, you probably veer off the road into the tree. And then in cars, in motorsport, race drivers always sit the seat as low as they possibly can and then work their way back up from there so that they can see across the bonnet. Because if they're looking right up high and they're looking right down on their nose, they're going to be twitchy on the steering wheel, all sorts of things. They've got to be long, low, so they're looking right through the corner, right to the end of the straight, and that keeps them planted, keeps them smooth, and it keeps them on track.
Yeah.
They're looking, you know, they're looking 50 metres in front of them, not 1 metre in front of them at any one time.
Yeah.
So that's what Rob's trying to tell you to do today.
That's what I was going to say. So are you suggesting that it's better to look out into the future?
Yes.
All right.
Way down the track.
So.
I skipped one.
No, you didn't actually. It's a good segue. It's 15%. This is my formula.
Sure.
15% of your time, your thinking time, should be looking into the future.
Sure.
Looking far ahead, right? It's like driving at night, right? Driving, your beams are shining in front of the car, but every now and again you put your high beams up and you look further out, and that's how it should be. So I think I'm disagreeing with you there.
Go
Could
for
that
it
be Jason.
Oh yes, most people disagree with me. Wife definitely does. Give her a call, you'll get on.
Look, the formula is 5% past, 15% future. The future is important, and that's why you're doing three times as much thinking about the future as you are in the past, right? It's also why the front windscreen is so much bigger, so that you know you can see clearer moving forward. And that's what thinking time in the future is for. However, what is the controllable is what's happening now.
Right? On the day, yep.
Yeah, So it is important to stay present, and it's important to be aware of what's happening in the now for us as business owners. So coming back to the submarine, right? Submarine comes up, periscope, has a look around to see if there's any danger, comes up, recharges the battery. That's like, you know, invigorated by the future, the vision, the purpose. But then as soon as they dive down again, which is where submarines spend 80% of their time, is in my analogy, 80% of the time is spent underwater, and you can only control what's happening inside the submarine. Hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot that we need to be aware of that's happening around us. And if we're spending too much time thinking about what's happened in the past and too much time thinking about what could happen in the future, then we're missing some key things, right? And we talk about this a lot. We talk about working on the business, right? And a lot of that is to do with how can we improve what's happening here now.
Correct.
So that is the formula that I would like to propose today.
Sure.
5% past, 15% future, and 80% present.
That means I'm showing up to work and I've got 8 hours I'm going to work today because I'm going to have a pretty long lunchtime. How am I going to break that up in my day-to-day work? Is it going to be a weekly? I'm going to spend the first 4 hours of the week looking into the future and then I'm going to go and get stuck into the present, or am I going to break it up daily, or what are you going to do here?
Well, it really depends on what works for you. There's no magic formula other than, you should be spending a good 4 hours a week working on the business, not in. How that is made up is really up to you. It's how organized you are with your time.
Yeah.
And organize is actually better than planning. Mm. So why am I saying that? Well, it's really hard to follow a plan if everything is in chaos.
Correct.
Right? So step one, organize and then plan ahead. Organize is now, right? It's making sure that you are... A business, you've heard the term, a business can also be called an organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's because it's about being organized.
Yeah.
And so that is your presence. So
I think what Robin's saying is how I'm trying to tell you to look to the future. You're actually never going to get to the future, to those goals, if you don't put the steps along the way. So he's saying, all right, we've looked in the rear vision for 5% of our time. We've realized where we've messed up along the way. Now we're going to look to the future and where we want to go. So we're going to put the time into understanding that. And then during the present, we're going to build out the steps that get us to those goals, that get us where we want to be in the future. And that shows, that happens when you show up each day, because it's all good and well looking to the future constantly. But if you don't do any of the steps to get you towards that future, it'll never come.
Exactly. Futures hasn't happened yet. It's not a reality. Mm. So the decisions and the choices that we make today will either take us closer or further away from that future that we envisage for ourselves.
As a wise turtle once said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
Let's get out there and take some action.